Strike out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Well, the United Auto Workers strike against GM is over. The union held a news conference a couple hours ago to announce a tentative agreement. I talked to GM spokesman Tom Wickham about it.
Well, the national agreement covers benefits, including pensions, health care, wages. And there were a lot of issues discussed, from job security to other matters, including investments in our facilities. And what we are looking at here is an agreement that is going to help us close the fundamental competitive gaps that exist in our business.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
The competitive gaps deal primarily with the fact that we work at a disadvantage versus the transplant operations. And with this agreement, we will be able to make our operations more competitive, which will benefit all our employees and customers.
Can you give me maybe one specific about the contract that makes it look like an offshore kind of facility, or is there?
Well, what really stands out about this is the tentative agreement includes a memorandum of understanding to establish an independent retiree health care trust. And that is very similar to an account in which money is deposited and earns interest and returns and then is used to fund the benefits.
And that's not like anything the UAW's had with you before?
That is correct. This is a major step forward for both of our organizations to improve our competitiveness and, you know, provide security for employees and retirees.
That's GM spokesman Tom Wickham speaking this morning from Michigan. Meanwhile, Toyota says it might be tough to outdo itself this September. A top Toyota executive said since sales a year ago were up 25% for the month, that'll be hard to top. Sweetening the pot for Sweden. NASDAQ and Bourse Dubai have raised their bid for the Nordic Stock Exchange OMX this morning. $4.9 billion is the current offer. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow finished the day up 20 to 13,778. The Nasdaq closed up 15 to 2683, and the S&P closed flat at 1517. Cage-free is coming to Hardee's and Carl's. The fast food chain this morning announced an agreement with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The chains will now only use pork and eggs from suppliers who don't keep animals in crates and cages. Today, a House subcommittee hears legislation aimed at making food and drug imports safer. Democrat John Dingell is sponsoring a bill that calls for more inspectors. At issue is who should pay for them. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
The U.S. imports twice as much food as a decade ago, but government inspectors examine less than 1% of it, and recent cases of tainted pet food and seafood from China have raised alarm. Congressman Dingell's bill would require U.S. food importers to foot the bill for more testing. Jean Halloran with Consumers Union says that's appropriate.
And if that causes the price to consumers to rise, that's appropriate also, because it should be reflected in the price that these products need extra oversight and extra attention.
But Patty Lavera at Food and Water Watch says taxpayers should pick up the bill.
We think it really adds confusion to that relationship if the industry is paying to be inspected. We think that that puts the independence of those inspections in question.
Food importers, no surprise, want the government to pay for inspections too. But they also want higher safety standards in exporting countries. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
One of the few ad-free places left on the planet is about to get one. The Airport Runway. A British company is testing out a billboard bigger than a few football fields near an airport in Dubai. Runways in Los Angeles, Atlanta, London, Heathrow, and Paris may be next.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October. By Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
The dollar hit another record low against the euro today. It's down more than 20% from its peak in 2002, so low it's about equal to a Canadian dollar. Now, what difference does all this make if you're not traveling? Marketplace commentator Robert Reich explains.
Rome and holidays may be a bit more costly, but how many of us are going to Rome? Canada is pricier, but so what? The biggest burden isn't on American tourists. It's on American consumers. When the dollar drops, imports cost more. Lumber, plywood, and natural gas from Canada. Medical devices from Germany. Machine tools from Italy. When Middle East and Russian oil is priced in euros rather than dollars, which it surely will be as the dollar continues to slide, our energy bills will be far higher. When China seriously revalues, which it has to do as the dollar drops, every big-box retailer in America will be charging far more. And plenty of American producers who had kept their prices down for fear of foreign competition won't any longer. As imports cost more, there's less to fear. The real worry isn't inflation, as Wall Street thinks. It's our pocketbooks. The bitter truth is that even as American exports do better when the dollar drops, most Americans get poorer. Maybe we should get poorer. After all, the dollar's tanking because we've been living beyond our means, borrowing some $2 billion a day from the rest of the world to go on buying from the rest of the world and also paying for some big-ticket items like a huge military. Rack up that much debt, and it's no wonder our national IOU, called the dollar, is losing credibility. But not all of us will get our comeuppance. Americans big enough to be able to shift their dollars into other currencies are doing just fine. That includes Wall Street investment houses, corporations with lots of cash, and the very rich. So who gets hurt as the dollar slides? It won't be Warren Buffett, who's already converted more than $20 billion into other currencies. It's going to be those of us who can't hedge against the fall and whose dollars are already stretched to the limit.
Commentator Robert Reich served as Secretary of Labor under President Clinton. His new book is called Supercapitalism. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.